Hi everyone, welcome to Hustle and Heart. I am so excited to say welcome to episode one. I have been wanting to do this podcast for a very long time, but as many of you know, whenever you really want to do something, something always comes up. When you really want it, there's always something stopping you, and you know, just it never happens. But I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna do that, because I'm the type of person that if I really want something, I make it happen. It doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter, you know, how hard it's gonna be, it's gonna happen. That's one of the things that stops many of us from starting, because we're scared, fear. So I have so much to talk about. Oh my gosh, I am so glad that we started this. I wanted to start my first one with my friends, but it is actually 1 a.m. today and I couldn't sleep. So I was like, you know what? It's the perfect time to start recording. Why not? If, you know, the sound is not great or if something goes wrong, I learn from it, I fix it, but at least I can get started. So this podcast is basically going to be about anything business. It could be about entrepreneurs with kids, entrepreneurs going through a divorce, entrepreneurs who are closing down their business, entrepreneurs that are failing, entrepreneurs that are crazy successful, entrepreneurs going through depression, I don't know. Anything that has to do with entrepreneurs, this is going to be the podcast for that. Sometimes it's going to be sad, sometimes it's going to be super funny. So we'll just see where it goes. But I just hope that this podcast makes you feel good. Every time it ends, it makes you want more. So I'm pretty shy in front of people, but I do love to talk. When it's something that I am passionate about, I am not afraid to talk. So talking about business, oh, I love it. I love helping people. I love hearing people's stories. I love hearing about people's fears, because I'm from the outside looking in and I can give really good advice. Sometimes I wish that I had someone like me helping me, because, you know, you often are able to help other people better than you can help yourself, which kind of sucks. But I wanted to start this off by talking about fear, just really quick. Fear is a lie. Fear ruins your day. Fear ruins your breakfast. Fear ruins holidays, birthdays, parties. Fear ruins weddings. Like, why let fear even allow you to feel the way you feel? Sometimes it's not even people around you. It's not even, you know, your job bringing you down, your boyfriend, your fiance making you feel depressed, you know, Instagram, things that you see, comparison. Sometimes it's all just fear that you create on your own. Don't let that happen. I know it's hard, but every day, just do it. Do anything that you have planned for that day and do it the best that you can, because you know what? You can't turn that time back. You can't get it back. You might as well do it and make the best of it and learn from it, and you live and you learn, and that's it. You know, a lot of times I've done things where I get so nervous. Oh my God, I freak out. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go. I get up, I get ready, I put on my makeup, I do my hair. And you know what? It turns out to be some of the funnest events ever, or parties or social events or just things. It turns out to be the best ever. Once we get through that fear, then you realize, you know what? This was easy. this wasn't that bad. Like, oh my God, I met so many people. Oh my God, I got bookings. This event was amazing. I can do this. So just don't let fear stop you. Don't let fear tell you things, because fear does talk to you. Fear tells you, you know, that you're going to fail, you aren't good enough, you're too old, you're too fat, you're too broke, your pictures aren't good enough. Don't let that happen. So now that we're getting through that, I wanted to read an email, and I got permission to read an email that I got a couple days ago. And I was like, man, this is sad. This is just very sad, but this should be something that this is going to push whoever sent me this email. Like, they have no other option but to push and do the best that they can. Like, that's it. Sometimes you don't have time to prepare, you know, you don't have time to practice. You just got to do it. It's life or death. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But here's an email that I received. Hi, I am one of your followers. I wanted to see if it's possible to make an appointment to come and talk to you. You're very kind and generous on posting how to make a business grow. At this time, I'm going through one of the most difficult times of my life. My husband left us with $10 and all our debt. I'm really trying. I've been selling some things. Please just talk to me for a couple minutes. I want to do better. So at this point, this mom is left with, you know, nothing. Hopefully she already has a job and has like a little backup, you know, but she has a whole bunch of debt that she needs to clear, and it's going to be, you know, pretty hard. It is already. So I'm hoping that she figured out some things, but my first advice when you're in this situation, well, like I said, hopefully she has a job, so that'll help. You know, you're going to have to set out a budget and just see what can you afford with what you have. If you have nothing at all, well, there is government assistance that you can apply for. I know there's like emergency stuff that you can apply. Hopefully she has family that can help her out. But if she has a phone, my first recommendation is to go on YouTube. YouTube teaches you so many things. It's crazy. So she already is selling some things. I don't know what she does, but I would kind of do more research as to what she's doing. So let's say she's making t-shirts and she has a Cricut machine. I would go crazy on YouTube. I would look up so many videos, how to make, you know, t-shirts, how to make decals, how to put decals on hats, how to make decals for businesses, everything. There's everything on YouTube. That is the best thing that you could do for yourself. Just teach yourself, self-taught, you know, because if you want someone to help you, someone that's already successful, they're going to charge you. I mean, it is what it is. I haven't got to the point where I'm charging, but sometimes I am so busy that, you know, if I'm going to give up one of my events, if I'm going to say, you know what, I'm not going to work this event that's going to get me, you know, $600, because I'm going to put some time to speak to this mom who needs my help. Well, of course, I'm not going to charge her that much, but, you know, it's my job. Like, I'm getting paid to work these events. So you got to kind of think about it. Okay, well, you know, she's going to ask for money if she's going to give me her time. And that's with anyone. So the best thing that I would do is go on YouTube. Go look up some things. What are you good at? Write everything down. What do you have around your house that you can sell? Sell on Craigslist. Sell on OfferUp. Post items on your page. Ask people, hey, I'm selling, you know, this TV. Can you post it for me, please? You don't have to tell them what you're going through. Just post it. You know, share it. That's where the hustle begins. You're hustling because, oh my God, you have to pay this stuff off. You have to make money. You were used to two incomes. Now it's just one. And you didn't have time to get ready. You didn't have time to practice life alone, being a single mom. There's no time for this. It just happened. So now, you know, you got to get on it until you can figure it out. Basically, I mean, at the end of the day, you pretty much are on your own. Even though people say, you know, they'll be able to support you, it's all on you. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be successful? How bad do you want to get on your feet? So a good recommendation to start on something, YouTube. YouTube is the best. I was self-taught on so many things that have made me so much money. And it's crazy because it's all there step by step. You don't have to pay anyone. You don't, you know, you can fail. Like if you try something, you don't do good, who cares? It was free. It was on YouTube. You learned. But from every failure, you learn something. I know I've learned so many things. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do that. So that's one of my main recommendations for this mom. And I've already emailed her, so hopefully I can get some information and help her out, see what she's doing. I received a couple questions on my Instagram, so I'm about to read some. So let's see here. Someone asked, what if I don't sell items at my first event? So I'm thinking that they're talking about a pop-up shop. So, I mean, don't be disappointed. It happens, but at least you got to experience it. You know, it's fine if you don't sell anything. At least you got pictures, or hopefully you got pictures. Hopefully whoever is doing the pop-up shop, they brought in like a huge crowd and just made it look like a huge event, and people noticed what you were selling, but maybe they were there for something else. And, you know, maybe next time they'll buy from you, or maybe next time they'll contact you to buy your items. Don't be disappointed if you don't sell items at your pop-up shop. I've done a couple pop-up shops. Thankfully, all of them have actually gone pretty good. I do make sales. I do get bookings. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how it is. But I know that if I would go to one, just being involved and meeting other vendors and just being out there, you know, if you're out there, it's because you are trying to grow, you're an entrepreneur. So don't be afraid of failure. Like, you know, and that's not failure. I mean, you're out there, you prepared your table, you prepared yourself, you got that fear out of you. At least you made it there. So the next time, maybe you can actually walk around a little bit more or do something different to your table to attract more people. Maybe have a promotion, have a jar of candy to attract people. I mean, all those little things really, really work. Someone else asked, time management and getting over the fear of being successful. Time management for me, my first thing is having a calendar and putting everything on the calendar. Anybody that has reached out to you, any phone calls, any emails, anyone that has showed interest in booking with you, put them on a calendar or use something where you can remind yourself to reach out to them, you know, to follow up. Following up with people is very important. So I would kind of have to know what you do. Oh, it looks like this person does photography. I'm not too familiar with photography, but for me, I do lots of rentals and everything goes on the calendar. And it's super easy for me to kind of see, hey, I have 8 events, that's it, I'm cutting off. Like I only have, you know, 8 workers. I can't do more than this. I also use this app called Evernote. It's pretty awesome. You can put some stuff on there and do a checkoff list on important items or things that you need to remember. But the next time I'll have a couple apps for you guys to have on, you know, on time management, and then kind of how I manage my time. Let's see here. Someone asked, what motivates you? Not everyone is like me, but I am very, very self-motivated. Like, I can go into Pinterest and type in a couple, you know, it's like entrepreneur motivation, mom motivation, stuff like that. And I'll hype myself up. I'll motivate myself. When I don't really have time to slow down and just be like, you know, I'm slow. I don't have any bookings. What am I going to do? I haven't had that. But if I did, oh my God, you better believe that I will be out there motivating myself, learning on YouTube, watching other people. What are they doing different? Thinking of ways to stand out, maybe adjusting my pricing. I keep myself motivated all the time. Like, it, you know, if I'm not doing one thing, I'm doing another. I stay really, really busy. And whenever I started my business, it started as fun. So even if I only got like 2 bookings a month, I was happy with it because I was still doing things, you know, at home with my kids, staying busy. So I didn't feel pressure until I had my stores. I had 2 stores, and that's when I started feeling a lot of pressure where I'm like, man, I have to do like 10 bookings, 10 bookings a month to pay my bills at this shop, and then another 5 bookings to pay bills at the house. And then, you know, that's how I kind of push myself. My goal is always 20 bookings a month. All our bookings are about, they start up at $500 each. Most of our bookings are about $500. So that helps me pay for everything. But it's a lot of pressure, especially if you have kids. You know, you're pushing yourself and working like crazy, and you wear yourself down. This year, it's only May, and I feel like I've worked too hard. And, you know, I question, I'm like, man, is this is worth it? Yes, because of money, but I feel like me personally, I'm getting tired, and I'm 34 years old. I should not be tired. So I'm making a couple changes in my life. There's a couple changes that I'm making so that way I can get that energy back. I can get that boost that I need. I can see my kids more. I can be more involved because I was working so much that I was missing birthday parties, just a couple social events that I really wanted to go to. I would miss them. I was getting really backed up with emails, and I wouldn't get back to, you know, text messages from family members because I was always working. So I'm making a couple changes, and I'll talk about it on another podcast to kind of tell you the changes that I'm making right now. But every day is, you know, something new for me, and it's not always perfect. We have really, really, really good days where I'm like, oh my God, we're doing amazing. And then there's days where I'm like, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this anymore. I would rather, you know, go do a 9-to-5. Even as successful as my business is, there's times that I don't want it. Not because it's failing, it's just, it's too much. And sometimes you can't do so much. You got to take it like one day at a time, you know, and just kind of learn what you can handle, what you can do. But again, I am so excited. I'm so glad that I finally just did something, even if it's not that long. I'm so happy that I was able to record this. And again, it's 1 in the morning. I'm about to stop this recording and get it on all the the channels so you guys can listen to it. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait to hear some feedback, and the next one will get better, and the next one will get better and better, and then the other ones will be more and more amazing. But this is how it starts. It starts just like this. You don't know what you're doing. You know, you just dive in and just watch how amazing this podcast is going to get. I am excited to see, you know, how the next episodes will be, with the cool music, maybe with some awesome people that will be coming in for interviews. This is going to be a very, very great podcast. I don't know how many we're going to do. I'm thinking probably three a month. I don't know when or how. Hey, it might be like 10, 15 a month. I don't know. We'll see. We're just taking it day by day. But again, I was feeling pretty motivated today, and I took a nap earlier, and I was like, I have to record this. Even if it's not going to be perfect, who cares? There's going to be those few people listening that, you know, that are going to love it. They're not going to notice anything that I noticed, you know, anything that I wanted to change. They're going to think that it's the most perfect podcast ever. And they're just going to be more and more amazed with the other ones. So again, thank you so much for listening. This is episode 1. I am so excited to get to the next ones. Have a good night or good morning. Bye.